Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, foretells the tragedy of Karbala. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam and condolences, dear listeners, on a doleful day. According to a narration, it was on the 7th of Safar that Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, was martyred through a fatal dose of poisoning. He was the elder grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. We have prepared a special program for you on this occasion, so please stay with us. لا يوم كيومك يا أبا عبد الله. These are the words of a brother to a brother. This phrase was not expressed in a moment of joy, nor was it the giving of tidings of joy. Today, the 7th of Safar draws our attention to these famous words, especially since we continue to be in the state of mourning for history's most blood-curdling tragedy that occurred on the 10th of Muharram, known as universally as the Day of Ashura. It is the tragedy that occurred in Karbala in Iraq in the year 61 AH, corresponding to 680 AD, when in defense of Islam and all humanitarian values, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the Prophet's younger grandson, preferred being martyred in the most heartrending manner rather than acknowledge the godless rule of the libertine Yazid. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, whose kunya or agnomen was Abu Abdullah, was hailed along with his elder brother, Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, as the two leaders of the youth of paradise by the Prophet on the commandment of God Almighty. Perhaps the question might arise in the minds of those not well acquainted with Islam. Where was Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, when Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was martyred in Karbala? The answer is obvious. He was already martyred a decade earlier in 50 AH in Medina through a fatal dose of poison. Killed Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, and for what reason? To any person familiar with events of the early days of Islam, the answer is crystal clear. The Prophet's elder grandson was administered poison on the orders of Muawiyah, the despicable father of the accursed Yazid. Muawiyah, a late and reluctant convert to Islam, at the surrender of Mecca in 8 AH, only 2 years before the passing away of the Prophet, was along with his father Abu Sufyan, a staunch enemy of Islam, and had claimed to become a Muslim only to save his life. It is indeed an irony of Islamic history that this name Muawiyah, despite his enmity towards Islam and the Prophet, was within a few years of paying lip to service to Islam, appointed governor of Syria by the second caliph because of ties of pre-Islamic friendship between the two. On taking charge of Syria, this charlatan left no stone unturned to weaken the Muslim society from within and distort the teachings of Islam. He refused to step down as governor when he was formally dismissed from that post by the Prophet's righteous heir, the one and only commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. He next came out into open rebellion by starting armed warfare against the Imam. But when faced with imminent defeat during the last battle of the protracted War of Siffin, in order to escape alive, he had supposed copies of the Holy Quran raised on the spear points to dupe the gullible Muslims, despite the earnest appeal of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his faithful followers, that it was a subterfuge. After the martyrdom of the commander of the faithful in 40 AH, Muawiyah resorted to a policy of propaganda, terrorism, and bribes against Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, the son and rightful successor of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the third divinely designated heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The Prophet's elder grandson, aware of the flimsy faith of many in his own army, and realizing the magnitude of the treachery of Muawiyah and the dangers of civil war between Muslims, at a time when the Byzantine Empire was looking for an opportunity to attack the Islamic realm and seize Baitul Muqaddas, entered into a treaty to avert bloodshed and unmask the hypocrisy of his opponent. Muawiyah, who now took charge of the rule of the Islamic State on condition that he would stop the imprecation of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, respect the tenets of Islam, and return the caliphate, or political rule, to the Prophet's grandson without nominating any successor on his deathbed, contrived to martyr Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, through poisoning. The lethal dose of poison mixed in water thus rent asunder the liver of Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, into pieces, that he vomited with blood as death approached. The tragic sight brought tears to the eyes of his younger brother, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, who started crying. At this moment, the elder brother foretold to his younger brother, "It is my destiny that I have been poisoned with trickery that would kill me. However, no day is like your day, O Abu Abdullah. On that day, 30,000 hordes from those who claim to be Muslims and part of the Ummah of our grandfather will get together to spill your blood and kill you, take your ladies and children as prisoners, and to plunder your assets. At that time, that God will allow the cursing of the Umayyads, and it will rain blood and ashes from the sky and all creatures, even the wild animals and fishes in the sea will cry for you." We therefore mourn Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, on this day, as well as on the 28th of Safar, which according to some narrations was the fateful day of his martyrdom. At any rate, as said earlier, we are in the state of mourning for the immortal martyr of Karbala, and that is the reason we do not celebrate any event during the 2 months of Muharram and Safar. The 7th of Safar also happens to be the birthday of the Prophet's 7th infallible heir, Imam Musa Kazem, peace be upon him, but we don't celebrate it out of respect for the martyrdom of his ancestor, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and the tragedy that afflicted the noble ladies and children of his household. As a matter of fact, history is witness that on the advent of the month of Muharram, a smile would vanish from the face of Imam Musa Kazem, peace be upon him, although almost 100 years separated his era from that of the tragedy of Karbala. On the anniversary of the tragedy of Ashura, the 7th Imam's grief would reach its peak. He would incessantly crying and was heard saying, "This is the day on which Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, had been killed."